Deniston became rather fidgety after a time. Mingled suspicions that he was keeping the old man from his déjeuner, that he was regarded as likely to make away with Saint Bertrand's ivory crozier, or with the dusty stuffed crocodile that hangs over the font, began to torment him. "Won't you go home?" he said at last. "I'm quite well able to finish my notes alone. You can lock me in if you like. I shall want at least 2 hours more here, and it must be cold for you, isn't it?"
"Oh, good heavens!" said the little man,
whom the suggestion seemed to throw into a state of unaccountable terror.
"Such a thing cannot be thought of for a moment. Leave monsieur alone in the church? No, no. 2 hours, 3 hours, all will be the same to me. I have breakfasted. I am not at all cold, with many thanks to monsieur."
"Very well, my little man," quoth Deniston to himself. "You have been warned. You must take the consequences." Before the expiration of the 2 hours, the stalls, the enormous dilapidated organ, the choir screen of Bishop John de Mullion, the remnants of glass and tapestry, and the objects in the treasure chamber had been well and truly examined. The sacristan still keeping at Deniston's heels, and every now and then whipping round as if he had been stung, when one or other of the strange noises that trouble a large empty building fell on his ear. Curious noises they were.